I'd love to hear you worship together and sing and pray in the reading of Scripture.
我非常喜欢看见你们敬拜的时候的声音，一起在歌颂、赞美。
Over the last number of weeks, I've been studying through Scripture, men and women in the Bible who have suffered pain or hurt.
我上个星期呢一直在考虑的事情就是男人和女人，我们在痛苦中生活。
I realize that every one of us at some time or another goes through difficult times.
我们知道在我们生活当中这段时间或者那段时间都会经过一些痛苦的时段。
I'm sure as you look past over your life, you're aware of times when you have been in much pain.
我想你整个的生活历程在你的生活当中有一段时间或者很多时间都会有很多的痛苦。
It may be physical, emotional, spiritual, or relational.
有的时候呢是身体上的、精神上的、肢体上的，然后情绪上的，都会有这样的痛苦。
The important thing is how do we respond when we go through difficult times?
在这种艰难的时候，我们怎么样来经过呢？
When I text messaged Ron and Linda, and told them the title of the sermon, they texted me back and said, "That's a great subject."
我在给他们写信的时候呢，告诉他们我们要在祷告中我们要在经过痛苦来敬拜。然后呢，林弟兄跟Linda 跟那个庄弟兄呢，他们就马上写回来说，这是一个非常好的讲道的单章。
Over the years, when people have come to me who have been in pain or dealing with wounds, they ask me how to handle it.
在那么多年来，很多人来到我面前呢，跟我讲他们的痛苦，问我怎么样来对付这些艰难痛苦。
Oftentimes, I will say, find a passage of scripture that you will go with.You will think over and over again each day.
他教导他们呢，就是打开圣经，然后呢，每天呢，从这些里边来学习，一天一天的来学习。
Another thing that you can do as often is to worship together.
然后呢，还有一个办法呢，就是大家一起来敬拜。
When we talk about worship, it can be a Bible study, it could be Sunday morning.It could be just gathering together as people.
像这种敬拜呢，可以像我们今天的这种主日敬拜，也可以呢是大家聚在一起的敬拜。比如说像我们查经祷告啊，这些都可以。
One of the things that I think is most helpful is to be able to worship in praise of music.
还有一种呢，就是大家一起祷告的时候呢，就是放音乐的那种祷告。
The first song you sang this morning was a tremendous testimony. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
第一首诗我们今天唱的我们的主耶稣是爱我们的。
Maybe that's a song that you can begin to sing all week long.
敬拜赞美我们的主这首诗呢，我们可以整个星期都来传唱。
And just be aware that Jesus' assurance.Is that I'll never leave you or forsake you.
我们要明确的知道，主爱我们，永远都不会离弃我们。
Brothers and sisters, that's good news.
告诉你们兄弟姐妹，这是一个最好的消息。
As you think through Scripture, you can be reminded of many stories in the Bible of men and women who have gone through difficult times.
你可以看见在圣经当中很多的故事都告诉我们男人女人都经历过很多的痛苦。
I was thinking about the Apostle Paul.
我在想保罗的经历。
You remember when he was in prison at Philippi and his arms were attached to the guards who were holding him captive.
你还记得吗保罗在监狱当中，他的手呢是被监狱绑住的。
In the midst of all of that, the Apostle Paul was singing and worshiping God.
你还记得吗？他 就大声的歌唱赞美主。
And it brought relief and help to him as well.
然后也将他的痛苦解除了。
And I would pray that worship will bring relief and help to you in the midst of difficult times.
在唱诗歌颂当中也可以让我们的痛苦减轻。
As a matter of fact, I believe that worship is another word for pain.
啊，然后敬拜呢是对付痛苦的一种方式。
And I'm well aware that we don't always come to God and worship with a smile.
然后啊，我们要常常在主面前敬拜的时候带着微笑。
Sometimes we come to God, with tears in our eyes.
常常的时候呢，我们来到主前是流泪，有痛苦在心中的。
This morning, the remaining thoughts that I'm going to share with you are coming. Will be part of the life of Job.
啊，我们今天来讲这段圣经的故事呢，是一部分的约瑟的故事。
You've read the Old Testament story of Job.
啊，我们听过约瑟的故事。
In one day,
Job 是约伯的故事。
In one day, Job lost everything that he had.
我们查过约伯圣经，我们正在查的约伯圣经，有一天他失去了所有的一切。
He lost his wealth.
他失去了所有的财产。
He lost his health. He lost his children.
他的孩子，他的健康，全都失去了。
He was deeply wounded.
他全身心上下深深地受到了伤害。
But there was nothing that could overshadow.His devotion to God.
但是没有一样可以遮挡住他对主的信任。
He worshipped God in the midst of his pain and hurt.
他身上都很痛苦的生了脓疮，但是他还是感谢赞美主。
And God blessed him.
但是我们的耶和华还是爱了他。
I'm reminded of the words in Job which we read.
我们在约伯记当中有这样几段话。
Job in the midst of his loss,
在他失去所有的一切的时候，
he stood up, he tore his robes in half.
他将他的袍子全部都撕裂了。
He shaved his head.
他把他的身上的那些都刮净了。
And then he fell to the ground and he worshipped God.
他倒在地上，然后就向主大声的敬拜。
Oftentimes we think it's unspiritual to talk about our pain and our hurt.
在有些的时候呢，我们想这些呢，可能不是圣洁的讲我们自己的痛苦。
But God is able to handle our pain.And handle our circumstances.
上帝他能够掌握我们的痛苦。
So one of the things I learned from Job in my study has been, grieve, tell God how you feel.
就是通过约伯记，我们知道怎么样向我们的上帝来讲述我们的痛苦。
In the midst of whatever's going on in your own personal life.
在我们自己的每个人的生活当中呢
，Tell God about it. He can handle everything.
把一切都告诉上帝，他可以掌握一切。
God can take you through the most difficult times in your life.
他可以带领你走过这艰难困苦的时间。
So one of the first things that we learn from Job is he grieved.
然后在我们学习约伯的时候，我们就是这种后悔。
In his grief, he fell and worshipped God.
他在这种痛苦后悔当中呢，又感谢赞美主。
Another thing we learn from Job is that he praised God in the midst of the circumstances.
在整个的过程当中，约伯呢还是赞美主。
Now he didn't praise God for the pain that was coming in his life.
他没有赞美主这些痛苦在身上的痛苦赞美主。
But he praised God that God would use the pain to bring blessing and encouragement to him.
他 将那些痛苦呢就变为祝福来感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to worship God when everything's going our way, isn't it?
这是不是在我们通过感谢赞美主就可以减轻我们的痛苦呢？
But the real test of faith is to worship God when we're struggling with pain and hurt.
在很多的时候呢，痛苦和艰难的时候呢，让我们就很难向主开口赞美敬拜。
I picture what we're going to like is two trains that are running side by side.
我们可以看到两列火车在一同开。
We have the good and the bad.
有一辆是好的，有一辆是坏的列车。
In the midst of the bad, God gives us the good by worshiping Him.
一辆车是坏的，但是主会带领它变成好的。
Again, I say to you, a real test of faith is how we handle our pain and how we worship in the midst of the pain.
在痛苦当中，我们怎么样靠着信心来对付这些艰难痛苦？
So let me review for a moment.
让我们再来回想一下。
We need to grieve and tell God how we feel in the midst of our pain.
我们需要向主来阐明我们的痛苦。
We need to praise God not for our problem.
我们要感谢赞美主，不是我们的困难。
But in the midst of them.
而是我们在其中看到的。
The next thing that I learned from Job was we need to ask God for wisdom and strength.
然后呢，我们从约伯记里边呢，我们还看到他的智慧和力量。
Wounds distort.
伤痛是痛苦的。
Wounds distort our perspective.
痛苦呢，给我们带来的是非常的艰难的痛苦。
Pain makes it hard to think clearly.
痛苦的时候呢，我们都不能思考。
And that's why we need God's help.
这时候呢，我们就需要上帝的帮助。
I love the words of Job again as he expresses when he asks God for wisdom and strength.
约伯记里边呢，我看到这样一句话，然后呢，就是求上帝给他智慧。
Job says, "True wisdom and real power belong to God."
他说真正的智慧和力量来自上帝。
From him we learn how to live.
从他那边我们就学会了怎么样生活。
And what to live for.
为什么要生活。
Each time we go through pain and difficulty, simply to say, God, I know you're in control.
然后每次我们在经历痛苦的时候，你就说，上帝啊，我知道你是掌管的。
God, I know that you have a plan for my life.
我知道你是有对我的生命有计划的。
Brothers and sisters, it's good to know that God has us in mind at all times.
你要知道，上帝在这些事情当中，每次都有他自己的。
There are times when you don't know what's going to take place next.
你要在十字路口不知道要走哪一步的时候。
But God is there with a plan.
上帝有他的计划。
God may not remove your pain.
上帝可能没有将你的痛苦挪去。
But he will supply your every need.
他会保证你的每样的需要。
And he will keep you going.
他会支持你向前走。
That's good news.
这是一个非常大好的消息。
Well, let me mention one other thing that I learned from Job's life.
然后我告诉你，我从约伯记当中学到的。
We need to gather others for support.
我们需要其他兄弟姐妹的资助。
Each time I'm here and I look at the announcements in your bulletin.
每一次我看到你们的单张里边。
I love to see we're going to meet on Tuesday night.
我非常喜欢看到。星期二晚上，我们将要聚会。
We're going to continue our Bible study together.
然后我们继续学习圣经。
I well imagine that there are times when you move away from the Bible study and just talk about what's happening in your life.
然后呢，我可以想象，将圣经放在一边的时候，我们讲我们自己每个人的生活。
In your gatherings that you have after the service.
然后今天我们聚会之后，像每一次我们聚会之后，我们在外面的用餐的时间。
I imagine you talk about what's happened in the week, what's going to happen, and you pray for one another and you encourage one another.
然后我们就会告诉我们周围的朋友这个星期过得怎么样，然后下个星期又会怎么样，然后我们互相之间都会带到。
One of the things that I discovered in my own life,
然后在我的生活当中，我发现
during the pain and difficulty that I was going through in the loss of Martha,
在我失去我太太 Martha, 整个的过程当中
I tended to withdraw,
我就把那个痛苦拉回来
and kind of just go along by myself,
就是让我自己来对付。
I didn't want to talk to people about what was going on.
我不想告诉人家怎么样怎么样。
And one day while I was praying and asking God to give me the strength and the power.
有一天我在跟上帝祷告的时候，给我力量和智慧。
He said you need to be honest to the body of Christ.
他说你要跟你的基督的朋友。
To the people who love you,
那些人全部都爱你的那些兄弟姐妹
ask them to pray for you. Tell them what's going on in your life.
告诉他们你的生活是经历了艰难，让他们一起为你祷告。
And I can simply tell you that once I changed what I was doing,
然后我改变了我的想法之后呢
God began to give me a song every day.
然后上帝就给我每天一首优美的诗
and I could begin to sing that song of praise and worship
然后我就可以用这首诗每天就赞美歌颂主
that's again why I just want to say the worship that we did this morning bless my soul even though I didn't know all the words
你们唱的中文那不太懂但是每一句你们唱的都激活了我的灵魂。
It's going to be an encouragement. When we're in heaven, we're going to be singing together and all understand as we worship God.
在到了天堂里边，我们每个人都会一起唱，唱了我们都明白的歌词。
Well, the last thing that I learned from Job.
然后最后一件事情从约伯记上我们学到。
In the midst of his pain.
在他的痛苦当中。
Job kept going.
他继续往前走。
He didn't stop.
他没有就停止了。
He kept keeping on.
他继续往前走。
And moving ahead, he kept trusting God.
他信任倚靠上帝。
Do you remember in the midst of his trial?
你还记得他的试炼吗？
His wife said to him, Job, curse God, leave God.
他的太太跟他讲，你就诅咒上帝，诅咒上帝。
You know what Job's response was?
你还记得他是怎么回答的吗？
Though he, God, slays me, yet I will trust him.
他引导我，我信任他。
Brothers and sisters, may I say it again? In the midst of your pain, in the midst of your wounds, trust him.
在你的艰难痛苦当中，要信靠主。
He will keep you going.
他会带你向前走。
He will keep you focused.
他会让你就有专注。
He'll keep you trusting him.
他会让你更加的信靠他。
That's radical faith.
这是一个非常的好的事实。
That's the kind of faith that I want to live.
这种信实就是我。
Radical faith, trusting God in every situation.
信靠主，在每一样的事情上都信靠主。
Let me conclude with these words from Job.
让我来结束这些所有的话语。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的拯救者活着。
And that in the end he will stand on the earth.
有一天他会来到人间。
My friends, brothers and sisters, your Redeemer is alive.
兄弟姐妹啊， 我们的拯救者是活着的。
And one day, he will make all things new.
有一天，他会将每一样事情都变成新的。
Don't let your pain rob you of worship.
不要让艰难、痛苦、焦虑变成阻碍你向主敬拜的障碍。
My Redeemer lives.
我们的耶稣基督活着。阿门。
阿门。